You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray, coming to you from a very rainy Southern California. And guys, listen, what a crazy day it's been for us here on the West Coast. I'm sure all of our friends on the East and in the South who have experienced this kind of weather, tropical storms, this is nothing for you guys, but it's a little interesting today. We had a couple earthquakes as well. There's some other things going on in the news that's kind of crazy, but the show must go on. And so I hope everyone is safe and adhering to, you know, what they need to adhere to. Just, you know, look out for your neighbor, be a good, you know, a good neighbor, and try not to drive if it's getting flooded. But be safe, everybody. We want you back here next week. But this week, we're going to power through. We've got two amazing entrepreneurs for this show. First, I'd like to just introduce my first guest, Jocelyn Faust. Jocelyn, how's it going?
Good, Monique. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Jocelyn. I'm, you know, kind of drying up from the rain, but
I haven't blown away. Dry there.
Thank you. Yeah, I haven't blown away yet. I'm obviously in a hotel, but I'm beachside usually, so I thought I'd come inland a little bit today. And how are you doing?
Doing well. So I'm in California too, but in San Francisco, so we're not dealing with the hurricane weather here.
Yes, you are up north. You're in a good spot for sure. And yeah. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers and tell us about your brand?
Yeah. So I'm Jocelyn Faust. I founded this, what I think is a really cool brand. It's a bamboo toilet paper brand called Hey Bamboo. And we're so unique in so many different ways. One being that we're unbleached, we're totally focused on sustainability. But then even more than that, I don't feel like anyone has to give anything up. There's no sacrifice. So it's like sustainability married with like this feeling of luxury.
Beautiful. Beautifully put as well. It seems very simple and smart. How did you get the inspiration? On the startup here, we like to find out for founders, you know, that magical moment, right? Maybe you're doing something or you saw a need in the market, but what really drove you to sit down and put this together?
Yeah. Do you remember during the pandemic when all the shelves were empty of toilet paper?
Yes.
So it was that. And not only that, there was so much data and facts about toilet paper just because everyone was talking about it. And I started to just kind of be a little alarmed at all the facts I was hearing. Like 15% of the Earth's deforestation is due to toilet paper. And 27,000 trees are cut down every day for toilet paper. Wow. So just that, I mean, for my family, I was starting to look at alternatives just because of those. And you know, what I found was just, you know, some rolls just didn't feel that great. Some were like tiny. Some we found, but it was bleached or it was wrapped in plastic. And then the more I tried, the more I just kind of thought like, if this is something that like really everyone should do, like not flushing trees down the toilet, shouldn't we have a really great alternative that people want to use? So that's kind of how I came about it.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so that's a great example of seeing a need in the moment and going, not only do we need this, but how can we do this better and help the environment? So you were very proactive in something that was highlighted in that time. I wonder, with the supply chain demands and challenges during that time and probably still in the endemic phase here, where did you find your sweet spot to kind of be able to get those orders done? Or were you just testing the market then and then you rolled it out?
Yeah.
So friend intended.
Well, and so you're absolutely right. I mean, I had this great opportunity. I started to take a look at it, but supply chain and even shipping was crazy at the time. Yeah. I mean, everything was just backed up. I mean, especially in Long Beach port. So I kind of used that time to just get everything ready. So we didn't actually launch until this year, but you know, as you know, for entrepreneurs, there's a lot that goes into actually launching. So, you know, I started to kind of develop the brand. I started to actually have it to source suppliers. And it was when I really started to think about, okay, from the get-go, like what is important to focus on? You know, when you're thinking about like starting a brand, like what are the values? What are the things that I want people to know about what we're putting out? Yeah. And for me, it was like those two twin things, like luxury and sustainability. And so sustainability, that thought kind of went into everything, is like, is it FSC certified? So sustainably sourced, Is there no plastic? Can we have it with no bleach? But does it feel good on the back end? So it's like all of these different things. And so took a lot of time to do that.
Yeah, but you know, it's good. It's good that you had that little incubation, if you will, built in within the pandemic to find it out. And I would also kind of venture to guess that some people were looking for that opportunity to, you know, like even smaller mom and pop, you know, distributors or something that would probably work with you in that time. But why bamboo?
Yeah. Well, bamboo is super sustainable. There's some people that, you know, don't realize it, but it's actually not a tree. It's a grass. And so just like when you cut grass, it just keeps on growing. Same with bamboo, except that it can grow up to 3 feet in a single day. So it's like this really great, you know, source that's so much more sustainable. It's also really biodegradable. So it can biodegrade up to 4 times faster than regular toilet paper. So it's, you know, very easy to. And it's super strong and it's super silky. And it, for any of your listeners out there that have tried bamboo sheets, like it has this silky feel, but it's super strong. So it's that there are so many different reasons why bamboo makes a great alternative to trees for toilet paper.
Oh my goodness. So I'm excited because are you doing baby wipes and paper towels next? Like, where are you scaling? Or are you going to stay right here at your sweet spot? I mean, you don't have to add more, but what are you thinking?
Yeah, no, I love that you're already planning our next product launches.
That's how my brain works, girlfriend. I don't know. I can't help it.
No, so definitely going to go into paper towels, tissue. And napkins. So those are like the next things that we're looking into.
It's really interesting timing how everything falls into place. I was working with your team to get you on the air, and I'm so glad we made it happen. But the timing of these things, and today of all days, we're having this conversation of, you know, this once in 80 year event happening here in California for us. And and some would argue that environmental damage has cause and effect in why we're dealing with these events today. I mean, what's your take on it? Without, you know, we're not trying to, you know, hang up any signs and preach, but it's kind of connected, right?
I mean, I feel like everyone, you know, wants to, and a lot of people want to do their part for the environment. Whether it's something small, but easy, like we feel like this is a really good place to start. It's swapping out something for a more sustainable alternative, but you're not giving anything up. It still feels good. And I think it makes sense. And I think that once everyone kind of gets on board and starts making these little swaps, these small, easy swaps, we'll all get used to doing more.
I love that. I love that very much. And so where do you see your brand this time next year, Jocelyn? Where is this bamboo brand going?
Well, I mean, I hope that we start to get known for being a really great sustainable alternative, and that a lot of more people know about us and can find us wherever they want to buy great sustainable alternatives.
I love it. I love your energy. I want to buy some bamboo now. I don't know if the store's open. I want to try. There it is. Okay, hold it up real nice for us so we can see it. Hold it real close to the screen, please. All right, guys, here it is. Bamboo, but it's spelled B-A-M-B-U.
Yeah, and actually, like, it's really Hey Bamboo, but... Yeah.
Hey, bamboo. I can see that in Target. Let's put it out there. Target, what's up? Call.
Totally. Jocelyn. Exactly.
So, all right, good. So, Jocelyn, where can people order, pre-order? And then where can they, as of today, where can they order? And then maybe in the next month or two, few months, last quarter, where can they find it?
Yeah. So you can always find it on our website, which is heybamboo.com. It's spelled HeyBamboo. So, hey, and then hey.
All right, good. Can you open one of them so we can kind of, I know we can't really feel the texture by, okay, look, it looks like regular paper.
Yeah, it is like regular paper. It's, you know, not super white. So that's one of the things that I, you know, that entrepreneurs think about is like, how are we different? Like, should we be different? And I started to question why we all bleach toilet paper. Why is it too white? So anyway. Yeah.
Right. It I love great. It.
It feels good.
It looks
it's
good.
A big roll, a really big roll.
I love it. The price point, what are we looking at when we're buying them? Do you have a minimum order? What's the price scale?
Yeah, so there's you have two options online. There's a 24 box and there's a 48 box. And so the 48 box is a better deal. It's about $1.30 per roll. And these are like really big, like, you know, four roll rolls. And that's really comparable to what you would buy in the grocery store.
Yeah. Great thinking on the numbers of roles, because in corporate offices, or if you're stocking up a school or a university, this is a great package for that. Or even if you have a small team or something like this.
Or a family. Yeah.
Or a family. Absolutely. Or you're stocking up for weather events. I mean, they need some down the street. Yeah. They need some hay bamboo at the stores because they run out of toilet paper.
I think so. I think so. And what I found is, like, you know, people online, the reviews have said, like, you know, I'm stocking it in my bathroom and people come over and they want to grab, you know, so they're individually wrapped.
Nice.
But this is biodegradable. This is, you know, compostable.
Yeah.
Wrapping.
Okay. I love it. All right. Very last note here, Jocelyn. Why don't you, if you'd be so kind, maybe there's an entrepreneur out there that has an idea. They're seeing something in the market that needs a little shift and a little help and opportunity. What piece of advice or encouragement would you offer them in launching their brand?
Yeah. So I would say keep going. Like, you know, because a lot of times it's all about just being persistent. Like, there are so many points in this where I felt like I have no idea what to do or how to go about that or how to, you know, how to do a lot of this stuff. Ugh. And it was just one conversation led to another, led to another, led to another. So you just be persistent. Once, if you hit a block, try something else.
I love that. And so true. Persistence and grit. Just, there's a way. There's a reason why you have the idea. You'll get it.
Exactly. Just believe in your idea and keep moving forward.
I love it. Well, listen, this has been a ray of sunshine in a very cloudy day and a very timely subject. Congratulations on Hey Bamboo, Jocelyn. Continued success. You'll have to send me a roll. I would love to. I got allergies. I would love to test it out on the allergies here. So
yes, I definitely will. And you stay dry.
Thank you, Jocelyn. You too. Have a good day. All right.
Okay. See
you. Thank you. All right. Thanks, bye. Guys. All right, guys, that's Jocelyn Faust from Hey Bamboo. And quick shout out, again, shout out to the firefighters and everybody, you know, working around the clock during this weather event here in California, the multiple weather events. I hope everyone's staying safe and just, you know, being smart and not putting themselves in unnecessary situations. Yeah, you know, you want to go outside and just be careful and be mindful of your neighbor. And also thank you so much to our sponsors, La Casa del Camino in Laguna Beach, Michael Solberg Family Wines. Thank you, Leah Solberg, so much for your continued support. And of course, Shane Hyman at Next Global Solutions. Thank you so much. And next up we have my guest, Nancy and Tom from Phonuts. Boy, do I need a Phonut. Hi, guys. Hit your mute button there. Unmute yourselves. How's it going?
Hi, we're well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm staying dry. Nice to meet you.
You too. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. All right. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves to the listeners and viewers and tell us about Phonuts.
So I'm Nancy. This is my husband and partner, Tom.
Hello.
Hi.
We own a bakery in Los Angeles. We do baked donuts. They're all baked, not fried. They are made with almond flour and rice flour. They're quite delicious. We're kind of, I guess you could say we were the first gourmet donut shop in LA. And still going 12 years later. We're celebrating our 12th anniversary this month.
Well, listen, happy 12 years, because they say, you know, the first few years, most startups don't stay around, and you're weathering, pun intended, a pandemic and whatever the heck's happening today with us. I just, congratulations. 12 years is huge.
Thank you. Yeah, it really is, especially after COVID. The food industry's taken a big hit.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen, the name is amazing. Tell us, you know, where did you come up with this, and how did you make this happen in a market where we love our sweets and we want it, you know, we want it the way we want it?
So, well, I'm gluten-free. I've been gluten-free for about 25 years, okay. And I love sweets. I mean, when I say love sweets, I could never find anything that I really thought was really good quality, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I have been a baker, so I just started tinkering in the kitchen and doing R&D and trying to come up with stuff that I thought tasted as good as non-gluten-free. And so that's what I did. And, you know, a lot of our customers are not gluten-free. They taste, you know, just like a high-quality baked good because they're made with really good ingredients.
Nice. So, and Tom's going to give us his side. What is gluten-free exactly for some people who think they know what it is, or rice, no beef? Like, what can you narrow it down for us? What is gluten-free?
Well, the easiest way to describe it is anything not using white flour.
Okay.
Right. Or even wheat flour. Okay. Wheat flour is still not great for you. It's got a gluten, which is the protein that binds it together. And I think with all the GMO that's happened to our wheat crop, there's more and more gluten in our flour all the time now. And it can cause intestinal problems, people who are celiac, it can really affect their immune system. So a lot of people don't realize that even if they're not celiac, they can be gluten intolerant. It causes a lot of inflammation. So if you eat gluten-free, it can really help a lot of ailments. It causes brain, you know, when you eat gluten, it can cause brain fog, stomach issues, just a lot of different symptoms, right?
Yeah.
Did you add anything to that?
No, yeah. I mean, gluten can be found in almost anything nowadays. So it's hard to actually be truly gluten-free. And we're proud to be 100% gluten-free. We are celiac safe. That wasn't necessarily our original intent because Nancy's lucky she's only got a sensitivity, although it's a pretty serious sensitivity.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you know, it's hard to find anything without gluten in it in some form or fashion. So, you know, Nancy's been really, you know, I'm proud of Nancy for being able to source all gluten-free products, ingredients, that is.
Wonderful. And so let's get into the Fonut. What flavors do you have? What's your best seller? What are you pushing out? I know the holidays are coming up soon. I can't believe that. What do you guys have? What do you have cooking?
So for Fonuts, which is a faux donut, like a fake donut, right now, churro is our best seller. It's like cinnamon. I kind of describe it like it's like feels like a cinnamon roll, but in the form of a donut. That's hands down our bestseller, and it also happens to be vegan. Wow. I am not vegan. I'm the furthest from vegan that you can imagine, but that's my favorite one. And then we do a blueberry Earl Grey. So we do a wild blueberry compote, and we fold it into the batter, and we also use it for the glaze, and we infuse Earl Grey tea into it.
What?
That's another bestseller. We do strawberry shortcake. It's got fresh strawberries inside, and the glaze is made with all fresh strawberries. So those are our two bestsellers. And then for the holidays, we'll have pecan pie. So it's chocolate Fonut with caramel and pecans. We do a Bailey's Fonut. So we do a little Bailey's Irish cream with a little whiskey and make it into a glaze on a chocolate Fonut.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what we're really proud of is Nancy has kind of cracked the code on gluten-free bread recently.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's part of our 12th anniversary celebration is introducing some yummy gluten-free breads from Nancy's
sourdough, kitchen here. Cinnamon raisin, olive.
Wow. And so someone that's not necessarily celiac, as you mentioned, or gluten intolerant, right? Is that the proper term?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they taste quality. You said you're big on ingredients and quality. They can't taste the difference, can they?
They can't taste the difference. And in fact, this woman came in the shop the other day just in terms of the bread, and she yelled to me across the shop. She's like, I want you to know my husband and I ate the entire loaf of sourdough the other day. And I said, really? I said, are you gluten-free? And she goes, no, it was just good bread. And I was like, wow, thank you so much.
Wow.
So people can't tell. It tastes like it's got a good crust on it. It's got a good crumb inside. You can make a sandwich without toasting it.
Because gluten-free
bread, you have to toast it. It's all
you got to. This is exciting, guys. I'm excited to try it. I know that I'm getting a box in the mail, I think, right?
Yes, you are. Well, we couldn't get it to you today. It's kind of rainy.
Yeah, it's a messy day today.
It was.
Well, where can people find you? And is online ordering coming, or is that something in the future, maybe?
So we've got, you know, you can get your fresh Fonuts, you know, that you can pick up the same day in our shops at shop.fonuts.com. You can also order nationwide shipping on our baker kits, which you are, you know, bake at home, which we developed as our sort of COVID pivot. And
really good.
And also we have a what we call Fotella. It's our own in-house Nutella that Nancy also created, that which is, you know, 10 times better than Nutella. And about, you know, a tenth of the sugar.
And no palm oil.
And no palm oil.
And no caramel, right? That's the calories right there and the sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, poor orangutans and, you know, keep their homes, right? Yeah. And so those are available nationwide shipping also at shop.fonuts.com.
Yeah. I'm into it, you guys. I think I'm going to really enjoy it because I'm salty. You know, I'm a salty girl. I like salt, which is so bad. But I never really, like you said, your sweet tooth. I'm not really a sweet tooth. But there's some things like a carrot cake or red velvet or something that you just have to have. But it sounds like this is going to make my very short list of sweets I'm going to love.
Well, yeah, I hope so.
And then we also do have for you with your salty, savory preference, we have Nancy's gluten-free biscuits.
Buttermilk biscuits.
What?
Most people say are as good as grandma's, no matter what part of the country they come from. So.
Man, you've got grandma's recipe? Okay, yes.
Exactly. So that's kind of a little ace in the hole there as well.
That's perfect timing for Thanksgiving or for
the holiday meals,
Well, thank you guys for, you know, coming in and tuning in today. I know today's a little challenging, but I'm excited to see where this goes. And let's pump Fonuts up, you guys. It's, you know, you're not mom and pop. It's a mom and pop shop.
We're mom and pop.
LA natives, all of us, yes.
Women, I love it.
Women owned and created,
I love that. Even better, it's helping everybody. So please support this business, you guys. They've made it through the pandemic, and they're going to be here for 12 more years, I'm sure. So
I sure hope so.
You will. I know it has, but keep going, girlfriend. I mean, you're doing this out of passion. What Tom was sharing is like you're just coming up with the next thing, and that comes from a place where it's going to be hard to not do that. I think you're going to continue to be great. So
thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for being here. And you guys have to come back around the holidays and let's, you know, kick off some Fonuts for the holidays.
I love it. And we'll send you a box and even a baker kit. And you just have to add, even if you don't know how to bake, you add two ingredients, pop them in the oven, put them in a little half dozen box, bring them to a party.
I love that. I can play housewife.
Exactly.
We made them so easy. Even children can bake them. They're super easy.
Fun and cute.
I love you guys.
Whatever, you know, let us know the flavor.
I want you guys to come to the Emmys Week gifting suite. I think some of the celebrities would get a kick out of that because everybody's on there, you know, they're slim and trim.
Yeah.
So,
we have a lot of celebrities like it. So,
all right. Well, thanks for being here. And you guys,
stay safe.
You too. All right, you guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Fonuts. That was fun. Guys, we're going to wrap up the show early due to weather and other things I have to handle here, but I was glad I could come on with you guys again. Please stay safe. And I'm excited to see you next week. We're getting closer to our 4-year anniversary in about less than a month. So 28 days will be our 4-year anniversary show. We got a really good one. So what will you start up today? Be well, stay dry, be safe. See you next Sunday. Bye, guys.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.